Ladies and gentlemen, now coming to the ring, the greatest heavyweight champion of all time, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair!
Yeah. How you doing this morning, Rick?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
Oh, we're doing fantastic, man. Hey, I noticed that there's a big wrestling card coming up in Charlotte with some of the old guys and some familiar names to you.
It's the Mid-Atlantic Legends Reunion, the 31st of January and the 1st of February up in Charlotte. And I mean, these are all your guys. I mean, these are the Four Horsemen, J.J. Dillon, your old tag team partner, Greg Valentine.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy that's doing it, Greg Price, has done a phenomenal job of putting them together. I'm not going to be able to attend because I've got my son's conference wrestling tournament.
How's he doing, by the way?
He's doing great.
Is he?
He's doing great. Yeah, their team is, I think they're ranking everything in the state, and they've got the second in the conference right now. But, of course, that all changed around in that conference tournament that day, so hopefully. But he's doing great.
Yeah.
We're headed tomorrow to Tulsa, Oklahoma for the Tulsa Nationals. So.
Well, good continued success for him, man. I hope he does well.
He's the number one out there, so everything's great. My daughter's playing volleyball, and everything's going awesome.
Have you taught your son, by the way, the figure four leg lock so when he gets there, he can take care of that?
Of course.
That was the first hold.
He was born knowing that, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going on with the WWE here lately, Rick?
Well, things are great. Just getting ready for the for WrestleMania. Everything is, you know, pointing towards that. We've got the Royal Rumble coming up in 2 weeks. And, you know, from there, it's pretty much all downhill. WrestleMania will probably be the biggest. I'm sure it'll be considered the biggest sporting event of the year.
Yeah.
I feel bad saying this, but the Super Bowl or the World Series will really pale by comparison.
It's with 25 guys.
The 20th anniversary in Madison Square Garden, which was the site of the first one, they sold out in 14 seconds.
Wow.
$750 a pop times 17,000.
Wow. That is pretty impressive. By the way, you know what else is very impressive? Around Christmas time, you came, or just before, they came out with a DVD, the Ric Flair DVD. And I guess this sucker, now people are on back order to get a hold of this thing.
Yeah, it's done very well. I'm very proud of it. They, you know, their production value is second to none, and they've taken, which is kind of what you guys are talking about. They've gone back and started actually some of the stuff from 1976 all the way till now. They've put together, I'm the center of it, but they've featured, you know, Steamboat and Dusty and Terry Funk and a lot of the guys that have wrestled over the years. It's really it's a phenomenal DVD for wrestling fans that, that missed some of the stuff from the old days. It's great. And our company is, second to none putting stuff like that together. It's been awesome.
Yeah, that's got to make you feel good, though, to know that the people out there want to get all the great footage that you've had in your illustrious career. I mean,
yeah, I've broken every record for any DVD they've ever sold for the WWE, so it's really fun. It's very fulfilling and very nice, but it's a tribute to all the guys, not just myself, that were involved in that thing.
We're on the phone with the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Now, notice you guys over at Raw recruited our boy Matt Hardy over from SmackDown.
Yeah.
That's a pretty brilliant move. It had to come from you.
Yeah. Got to keep the Carolina boys together.
Yeah, that's true. You do. Rick, before we let you go, I just got to say, everybody asks about you when you're coming up for a Hurricanes game.
I tell you, that's funny, as you know, it's some of the best times I've had.
Oh, yeah.
The last couple of years with my boys up there and with you guys. And I just have been so damn busy. You know? I'm taking off to go overseas again. We do a lot of international travel now because of the markets over there are so good. I'm leaving for Japan again the 1st of February. But I'll be up for a game, I'm sure. And, I'll be sure to hook up with you guys. Seeing you. I miss the hospitality. Raleigh's a great town. And I really hope the Hurricanes can turn it around. Get some momentum back for him.
The Nature Boy, Ric Flair, now world known all around the globe. It is always a pleasure to have you on, Rick. You have yourself a great day, and we'll see you when you get up here.
Well, you guys are awesome. Thanks so much. You got the best radio show around, and you guys are tremendous, and your support for everybody up there, Hurricanes, and Carolina Tower Heels, and Wolfpack, and Duke and everybody else. You guys are awesome, and thank you so much for. I'm always honored to be on the show.
Well, I'm going to the Mid Atlantic Legends thing. So,
you're going to see everybody. It'll be a great show. I wish I had. I may swing by later on, but my son and I think he's got the conference rep in tournament.
I'll tell him you said, "Hey, man,
okay man.
With you." All right, Rick Flair, good friend and a great guy. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Woo! I know you can't help it, but do the.
He is the nature boy. What a class act. Ric Flair. Chopper and Jimmy and his...